Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Forgetfulness. A certain amount of it is a natural part of aging. And now researchers figured out that fading memory and cloudy judgment show up as lost connections between neurons in the brain. But an existing drug called riluzole may help prevent those changes. Now, this drug is already used to treat ALS, and researchers at the Rockefeller University and the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai found they could stop normal age-related memory loss in rats with riluzole. This treatment improved connections in the brain, at least in rodents. They're doing a clinical trial to test the effectiveness of this drug for patients with mild Alzheimer's. And the research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And now let's talk about holiday stress. It turns out women report more stress over the holidays than men. They say women are also more likely to go for not-so-healthy coping skills like comfort eating. Why? Well, just take a look at the magazine rack at your local grocery store. Those glossies tell women to make the perfect meal, decorate the home, buy the perfect gifts, etc., etc. The pressure to be perfect is big, and research shows women are almost twice as likely as men to say they'll do whatever they can to pull it off. No wonder women are stressed out over the holidays. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Jordan Rullo.
We know that people who are not as healthy mentally, whether that's stress, whether that's sadness, their physical health takes a toll. Fatigue. When you're fatigued, you're more susceptible to injury. You're more susceptible to getting the cold, getting the flu. There's a real mind-body connection when it comes to your mental health and physical health.
So if you're stressed out, try these in-the-moment de-stressors. Read a book, go for a walk, journal, talk to your friends, go out to lunch with them, and try some deep breathing. Simple things that work to help relieve stress. And now, many of us have switched from old-fashioned books to e-readers, and we also like to read in bed before going to sleep. Well, research from Penn State University shows the light emitted from e-readers may harm your quality of sleep. They say exposure to light at night suppresses the sleep hormone melatonin and shifts your circadian clock. This makes it harder to fall asleep at bedtime. And they found people who used e-readers were more tired and groggier in the mornings than those who read old-fashioned books. The researchers say we live in a sleep-restricted society, so it's important to learn more about this to see if there are any long-term consequences. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.